Okay, let's begin our discussion. Today is Beitza Daf Lamed Hey, and we're going to talk today about the Isser of eating or tasting anything before Kiddush. Where does this come up? It comes up on the bottom of Lamed Hey and Aleph. Here the Gemara discusses Kfiya Lamaisris. As we know, today's Daf is about different events that are Kovea Lamaisris, meaning I'm allowed to eat, I'm allowed to snack on fruit in the field. If I go on a tree, on a daraisa level, I could stack, I could eat what's called achilas arai under a tree. But if certain events occur, Chazal said that no, you can't even snack, let alone having a serious meal. If I have a serious meal, I bring it into the house and I have a serious meal with fruit for sure. That's koveil amaisrus, and I have to take off chumas and maisrus before I eat. But there are certain events that even if I'm going to snack, Chazal said if these events happen, so then one has to take off chumas and maisrus before one partakes. And there are different types of events, cooking the fruit, salting the fruit, taking it into your house, chatzer, and one of them is Shabbos. Shabbos is koveya lemaisrus, meaning Shabbos, everything I eat on Shabbos has significance, so that with the second the Shabbos comes, I'm not allowed to partake of the food, even if I'm not doing a malacha. Let's say I detached it before Shabbos. I'm not picking the fruit on Shabbos. I detached it before Shabbos, still, I'm not allowed to eat it once Shabbos starts. So the language of the Gemara here says the Braisa, it's the Mishnah. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Trumos in Paraches Mishnah Gimel Raminu. If I'm eating from some grapes and then all of a sudden I went into the chatzer, I'm holding the grapes, so outside the fence I'm allowed to snack. But the second I come inside the wall, that already now it's called, now the Chazal say you have to take off Shumas of Isis before you continue. So you're allowed to finish what's in your hand? Machlokas. Rabbi Lazar Omer Yigmar. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yigmar. That's the first half, whether you're allowed to finish. Right? Rashi says, right, the whole context here is in Eshkol Astam, it did not have Gmar Malacha. And Rabbi Lazar says, you could be Gomer. Meaning, Rashi, Imratza Ligmar Bachatzer Yigmar Achilaso, Dein Chatzer Kovas Davash Ligmar Malachto. Because a Chatzer is not Koveya unless it's something that already had the finishing of the processing. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, a Chatzer is Koveya. That's why the Gemar brought it for that din. But the second half of the Mishnah, Chashcha Balele Shabbos, if it got dark on Leili Shabbos on Friday night, same machlokas. Rabbi Lazar Omer Yigmar, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yigmar. So same machlokas about Shabbos and Chatzer, whether it's Kovela Maisrus for something that did not have the finishing of the processing. Okay, that's the context of the Gemara. But the language used is Chashcha. Chashcha. So what does that mean? At what point of Shabbos do we say that, oh, now you're not allowed to eat anymore without taking off Shabbos and Maisrus? Meaning, what are the options? If it's before sunset, if it's before Shkia, then for sure it's still okay. It's not Shabbos yet. Unless I was Makabel Shabbos already. But let's say I wasn't. We'll get to that. But let's say after Shkia. Now it's Bein Hashmashos. So now what do I say? So a couple of weeks ago we had a shiur about Bein Hashmashos, the status of Bein Hashmashos. We're not going to get back into that now. But I was just going to talk about when does this din start? Already, let's say I want to take a bite during Bein Hashmashos, but it's not Tzedek L'Chavim yet. So am I allowed to eat? Am I allowed to drink? Am I allowed to taste the food? Let's say somebody is still home, a woman is home, and she wanted to taste the food. Just lighting the candles. Is that already koveya? Even if she lights the candles, okay, it's Shabbos for her, but if it's Bein Hashmashos, so then maybe there's flexibility, is it? So the language here is chashcha. So what does that mean? So if you look at the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos on this Mishnah, the Rambam says, Klal Gadol, again, it's an important Rambam, for other purposes also. The Rambam says, Parachas Alach Mishnah Gimel, Klal Hu Etzleinu, Ein HaTevel Mischayev Maisrus Ben HaTorah. Tevel is not Chayev and Maisrus Ben HaTorah, Asha Yira Pnei Abayish, Shnei Rabbi Arti HaKodesh Ben Abayish. V'kol HaPiris Nechalim Besadu Begina, Ein HaChayev Maisrus Meshi Achilas Arai. It is a temporary, so to speak, it's a snacking. And then the Rambam says, V'od Klal, V'hu, Shabbos Kova'as LaMaisrus. Shabbos is Koveya. V'asur Lecham Ben HaTevel Achilas Arai B'Shabbos. If I didn't take off Shumas and Maisrus, and there's an Issa Durabanan to take off Shumas and Maisrus on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to eat from it, even snacking. Lefi, Shemishenichnasa Shabbos, Naasa Hakol, Mi'utad, Umuchan, La'achila. When Shabbos comes in, so then it is all now labeled as Muchan to eat, and it's Chayiv in Maisrus, Shari Amar Hashem, V'karasa, La'Shabbos Oneg. Right, the special din of food on Shabbos. But the language of the Rambam is Nichnasa Shabbos. So Achronim assume that means Bein Hashmashos. Nichnasa is Lashon of Nekeva, and Ben Hashmashis is Nekeva. Choshech, the Rambam would have said, Nichnas. Maybe not Nichneses, Nichnasa. So the Rambam seems to say that Ben Hashmashis is already the time that it is Koveya. Other Rishonim, the Rif in Psachim, Adaf Kofei, and the Malchamis also, and the Ramban seem to agree to this. The Balamar and the Rush there seem to say, no, only when it's Vadei Laila, only when it's Seis later on. So Machlokas about Kfiyah L'Maisris. So this is not relevant for many people who are not bringing fruit into their houses from outside. But the poskim, the Sharm HaSinai Malachi here, and others say that maybe this does have relevance to what's the background behind this? Meaning, when does the significance of eating start on Shabbos? When does it start? When is it called like a special Shabbos eating, and therefore you're not allowed to eat without taking off Shubas and Maestras? So that could be relevant to when the Isra of Te'ima starts for Kiddush. We know there's a Chiyuv to make Kiddush, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph that there is an Isser to taste anything before I make Kiddush. Right? That's Shulchan Aruch, Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Dalid. Right? This is based on the Gemara in Ari Psachim. Aser Litom Klum Kodem Shiyakadesh Afilu Mayim. Aser to taste anything on Shabbos, even water. Even if I started the meal before, right, let's say it was like the last year, if you have the Purim on Friday and you hold up the shitas that you start beforehand, you have to be mafsik, but right, nothing, right? When the Shabbos starts, there's nothing, one is not allowed to even drink water. So we'll have to talk about misvara. Why is this? By every other mitzvah that we have, you're still allowed to taste before you do the mitzvah. You just can't eat a serious meal. Well, let's say when it's time to light Hanukkah candles, you're allowed to drink water. Right, if it's time to do most mitzvos, if it's time to daven, I'm not allowed to supposed to have a sudas keva at the time of davening, but I could taste, I could drink, I could snack. So why is Kiddush different? So we'll have to talk about that, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes. But first, when does it start? The Shulchan Aruch just says, before Kiddush. But when does it start? So who talks about this? Beferish, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The first Shulchan Aruch Harav, Rav Shneur Zalman, talks about this in Reish Ayin Aleph, right? He has the same simanim, if you remember, as the Shulchan Aruch, same simanim, different seifim, but same simanim. So there, in Siftes, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Asru Chachamim, it is an Issa Drabanan, there's no Issa Daraisa of eating before Kiddush, of tasting before Kiddush, it is a Drabanan, Asru Chachamim, Litom klum afilu mayim shemishihigia zman hakiddush hashiyakadish. Dehainu mishihigia ben hashmashos. Shes kadish hayom yisafek. So he says beferish. Right when ben hashmashos comes, so that's when the iser kicks in. Oh, afilu mibod yom imis pala arvis mibod yom. Or, once I'm a kabbal Shabbos. Right, let's say a woman's makabel Shabbos, she lights candles 10 minutes before, 18 minutes before shkia. So right when she's makabel Shabbos, the iser of drinking or tasting kicks in. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this also. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Vim Kibel Alav Shabbos Afilu Adayin Yom Gadol Dina Hachi. Right, even if it's daytime, it's not Shkia yet, but still, once you're Mekabel Shabbos, then the iser kicks in. The Afilu Shafapi, and then he says, V'yava bishakal mitzvah sakavua lemzman lo asra lekvua suda mishig yezmanam. And even though by other mitzvahs that have a set time, Chazal did not asr being kovea suda, mishub gzeir shemi mashach pesuda v'yavar hazman. Usually it's only not to have a big meal because the time might pass, you might forget and not do the mitzvah. Aval ti'ima ba'alma mutter, but just tasting would be allowed. No iser of tasting by other mitzvahs. Shein lachush pashein yimashach liyavar azman. There's a chash that you might not do the mitzvah if it's just tasting. Mikol makom, but kiddush v'chein ba'avdala hichmiru yoser. But when it comes to kiddush and avdala, they were more machmir. Hechmiru yoser. That's the lashon. Why? Lefisha iker mitzvasan hu betchilas manam. Because the iker mitzvah is betchilas hazman. What does that mean? What does that mean that the Iker mitzvah is Betchilas Hazman? Buy other mitzvahs, buy Hanukkah candles, even if I don't do it the first minute, 3 minutes later, it's still the Iker mitzvah, it sounds like. But when a Kiddush Betchilas Hazman, it has to be explained, because even by Hanukkah, we want to do a Betchilas Hazman, right when it's time. Dehainu Sabach L'Kinesis HaShabbos V'Sabach L'Tziyaso. Okay, we'll have to come back to that. But that's the Shulchan Aruch Harav already brings up that issue. Good. If you look at the Minchas Elazar, the Munkacher, the Chuvis, see, he discusses, tries to defend the practice of Rebbes and certain Hasidim that they used to taste the food. Toameh Chaim Zachu. They used to taste the food. Alpi the Arizal to make sure the food tastes good. Taste the food on Shabbos. They used to taste the food after Shkia, during Menach Vashis, before they daven Mincha. Because after all, many in the Hasidic world daven Mincha pretty late. They hold of Rabbeinu Tam even Lakula. Rabbeinu Tam, as we know, we had Shiurim about this earlier. Rabbeinu Tam holds of a much, much later Shkia, right? There's Tchilas Shkia and Sof Shkia, where the Vilna Gaon has two tzeses, but the Rabbeinu Tam has two Shkias. And the Gra can't imagine, how could this be Shkia, right? It's pitch black outside. Rabbeinu Tam has much later Zmanim. So many Hasidim hold of a later Zman on Motzei Shabbos. Shabbos ends later. But what about starting? So for Malacha, most the assumption is that they would not be Makel for Isser Malacha. But in terms of Davening Mincha, in terms of Davening, some of them are hold of a later Zman. So if you get out of Mincha later and you're going to go to Shul, so are you allowed to taste the food? Are you allowed to taste the kokel on the chalent? During Ben Hashmashas, that's his tshuva. Chelik Aleph, Simen Lam and Gimel, and Chelik Bey, Simen Yun Aleph. So he quotes, Nistapakti, Emutter, Litom Ben Hashmashas, Otsuichan Lahachmir, Kamoshes Avruk Sas Lahachmir, Das Litom Ben Hashmashas, called them Kiddush. So he says, it's quotes, sounds like from a number of sources, Shulchan Aruch Harav, that one is not allowed to once Ben Hashmashos hits, but he says, I have the Taz to rely on. He quotes 2 points. Number one, he quotes the Taz. The Taz says, don't complain about those who start Shalashudis during Ben Hashmashos. That's what he says. He's talking about the next night, Motzei Shabbos. He says, you know, the Chachili was supposed to start Shalashudis before Shkia, even have an Iker part before Shkia. But the Taz says, don't complain about those who are knowing to start Shalashudis during Ben Hashmashos. So he says, if it applies to Ben Hashmashos of Shalashudis, and you see there that it's already considered Yom for Shalashudis, so I'd say the same thing Friday night. Right? So Friday night is still considered Yom Friday for tasting the food. So that's already an assumption. Not everybody agrees to that Taz. Might not be so lechatchila. But he says that is what I hold. But then he says, Laniyas Daiti Nira Raya Brura Lahatir. I have an explicit Raya from a Gemara that it's Mutter. What's the Raya from the Gemara? Says the Gemara in Sukkah. On Daf Mem Vav, the Gemara there is talking about Muksa. And the Gemara says, why is it? Why is it, according to some, Maishna Sukkah u Maishna Esrog? Why is it that Rabbi Yochanan holds that an Esrog is Muksa on, right, for is Muksa Machmas Mitzvah on Hoshana Rabbah, but on Shmini Atzeres, the Esrog is Mutter. But on a Sukkah, even on Shmini Atzeres, is going to be Aser. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish argues. So he asks the Gemara, why does Rabbi Yochanan say that? Why is it? Right, we know the principle of Migu Des Katsoi. Once something is Muksa, once the day starts, it's Muksa for the whole day. So why by Esrog do we say, oh, by the end of Sukkot you're done with it, so therefore it's not going to be Muksa the next day. But by Sukkah, it's still going to be Muksa, even on Shmini Atzeres. You can't use it for anything other than, you know, it's off limits because you can't sit in a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara says, Maishto Sukkah, Maishto Esrog. Omar Leh says, Abaya. Sukkah dechazia lebein hashmashos. Sukkah, which is roy for bein hashmashos. De yisrami le su'udasa boy mesa begava umechel begava. If you happen to have a su'udah during that time of bein hashmashos, go and get the shmini atzeres. So then you have to sit in the sukkah. Miskatsoy lebein hashmashos. So it's katsoy lebein hashmashos. And when we get katsoy lebein hashmashos, katsoy lekula yoma. The shmini. Esrog. Once it's Ben Hashmashas, there's no more mitzvah. No more mitzvah to shake a lulav if you didn't shake it that day. The lo chazi leben Hashmashas, it's not roy for Ben Hashmashas, so then it's not iskatsoy leben Hashmashas, it's not iskatsoy for the next day. So that is the, right, the Esrog says it's not chazi because you were already yotzei, Mishez Moshachris, Rashi says. That's the Gemara. So what do you see from there, says the Minchas Elazar? You see from there, talking about having a Suda during Ben Hashmashas on Leil Shmini Atzeres. What do you mean? How could you have a Suda then? There's an Isser of eating or drinking before Kiddush. Oh, it must be that it's Mutter. That's what he holds. So he notes that it's not a full Raya. He thinks it's a Raya Brura at the beginning. Vaday Ben Hashmashos Mutter Lechol Kodem Kiddush. Atche Techshach. V'kiven Di Adayim Ben Hashmashos Akorcha Mutter Lechol. And he says, you know, maybe this does not work out for the Taz himself. We discussed this in Shabbat Shuvah. Machlokas Taz and the Marshal about how do you look at Tosefis. According to the Taz, right when you say Shmini Atzeres, it's Shmini Atzeres, and you could eat. You could eat. So that's what the Gemara is talking about. You're eating Ben Hashmashas after Kiddush. Right? You made Kiddush in Chutz La'aretz, on Shmini Atzeres, and that's when you're eating in the Sukkah. That's when you're using the Sukkah. So he thinks maybe it's a raya only for the Marshal, who says that even if you hold a Tosefes, it's not really the day yet, you can't eat the meal yet. Okay, but anyway, he has this discussion, and he defends the practice. Defends the practice that even though it is Ben Hashmashas, one is allowed to eat. Okay, that's in terms of the Zman Haskalah. The Shulchan Aruch quoted before that even water, right? One is not allowed to have even water, but the Mishnah Berurah does say one is allowed to wash their mouth out. Vishari lirchotz piv bamayim. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes from the Achronim. One is not allowed to wash their mouth with water. Kivan she'inu el machavin lanas ti'ima. I don't have kavana for the hanoah of tasting. Let's say I have a bad taste in my mouth and I want to get it out. Am I allowed to rinse or gargle with water and spit it out? Yes. The Mishnah Berurah says that's okay. So based on that, the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, in Chelek Ches Simen Yud Ches says, what if I wanted to take a pill? I needed to take medicine. So there's a separate, he says, Rabbanan of taking medicines on Shabbos. But that might not apply during Ben Hashmashos because it's a shvus. So let's say I want to take the pill now because it's better than taking the pill on Shabbos. So can I take a pill with a little water? I forgot. I already was Mekabel Shabbos. So the Minchas Yitzchak says yes, because therefore also you don't have kavana for the hanos te'ima. You don't have kavana for the hanos te'ima, and therefore you'd be able to take it. Now let's get back to the svara though. Why is this more chamor than other mitzvahs? By Chanukah, by Tefillah, you're allowed to taste. You're allowed to taste. Why here? You can't even take a little water. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRavat said, because Hechmiru B'Yoser, because the Iker Mitzvah is Baschalas Hazman. So let's give that a little lumdus. Rav Soloveitchik has in one of the Yartzeit Shirim, the Yartzeit Shir about Kiddush and Havdalah, he discusses the purpose of Kiddush. The essence of Kiddush. What are we doing by Kiddush? So one of those approaches is very important to our discussion today. What are his approaches? So he says maybe Kiddush is about the Gemara tells us in Maseches Nedarim that even though a Bechor Behema Tahora, a firstborn sheep is automatically Tahar, but there's still a mitzvah for me to verbally sanctify it. Afa Bishakadosh Merecha Mitzvah Lahakdisha. Right, even though it's automatically Kadosh, it's a mitzvah for me to say this is Kadosh, even though it's Kadosh anyway. There's a mitzvah to add my personal element. So if Soloveitchik said, oh, maybe that's the idea of Kiddush too. Even though Hashem is Makadish HaShabbos, so really what am I doing? Hashem does it. But still mitzvah lahakdisho. There's a mitzvah for a Jew to add his personal element of Kiddush. Okay, that's one idea. Another idea Rav Soloveitchik says is that we find sometimes we make a bracha when there is a new status created in the world. New status. Sometimes it's a birchas hamitzvah. Right, by bris milah, we say a bracha v'ala milah, which is a bracha on the ma'isa milah, and we make a bracha on lahachniso, which is shevach v'hodah, but it's done in the context of a mitzvah. So that's a little discussion in the Rishonim. How do you view lahachniso? Rav Soloveitchik felt that's a bracha on a chalos ha-mitzvah. Not just a bracha of shevach. There are some Rishonim that say lahachniso should be over lasiyasa too. So what do you mean? It's a bracha shevach. It should dafka not be over lasiyasa. It should be the opposite. The answer is no, it's also a bracha that is connected to a mitzvah. It's a bracha on the as a recognition of the status of mahal of the child, or the bracha on a marriage might be the bracha of recognition that there is a new status of in the world of Eishes Ish. Different. So maybe Shabbos is like that too. It's a bracha on the recognition of the new status of Shabbos. But then Rav Soloveitchik had another idea, and that is we know that usually birchas hanenin, we discussed this back in Maseches Brachas. The purpose of a birchas hanenin, a bracha on pleasure, is matir. Right, if the food is usher for me to eat beforehand, it belongs to Hashem. Once I make a bracha, that's matir. That's the halachic allowance for me to partake. It's the matir of the food. Suggests Rav Soloveitchik, Shabbos, the food has special sanctity. As Rashi quotes in Parshas Bereishis, it needs another matir. Right, it's not just eating a fruit on Shabbos is not the same as eating a fruit during the week. Eating a fruit during the week, all I need is a bari parades. But eating a fruit on Shabbos needs an extra matir. Because now it's super sanctified by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's matir the fruit on Shabbos? What's matir any food on Shabbos? That's Kiddush. Kiddush is matir the food. Is matir Seudah Shabbos. Says Rav Soloveitchik, that's why there's an Isser Te'ima. It's not just Stam, like any mitzvah, you can't eat before any mitzvah. But I'm not allowed to partake of anything on Shabbos without being matir. Just like on a weekday you have a Birchas Hananin. On Kiddush, That's the Birchas Hanenin of, so to speak. That's the matir of the Shabbos food, and therefore I'm not allowed to even taste. And there are other ayahs to this. Number one, we know the concept of Kiddush B'Makam Su'uda. Why is that? Why do we need to have Kiddush B'Makam Su'uda? So there are psukim quoted, the Rashbam and Arvei Psachim quotes two sources for this, but maybe this fits in beautifully. The Kiddush has to be B'Makam Su'uda because the Kiddush is meant to matir the Su'uda. The Kiddush is there to make it mutter. So just like you can't make a bracha before you have the fruit in front of you, you shouldn't make the Kiddush not B'Makam Su'uda, number one. Number two, if you look in the Rambam's Lashonos, Rav Soloveitchik points this out, the Rambam's Lashonos seem to have the drinking as part of the mitzvah. He formulates it. He formulates the drinking as part of the mitzvah, as part of Kiddush. Ketzer u'osa lokeach kos u'mavarech ala gefen, v'yachargach mekadesh, v'shosam alei lugmav, u'mashke l'kol b'nei chabura, v'yachargach notol yodav. He formulates the drinking in the halachas. We know we're going to drink the wine, but he formulates it as part of it. Mitzvah l'varach alayayin b'yom ha-shabbos kodem she'isot shu d'shniya, v'zehu anikra kiddusha rabba, mevarach b'rapar gafen b'lvad v'yashosa. Right, he has that as part of it, because maybe the point is that it's being matir, that shtia, and therefore that's part of the process of the mitzvah. Then he has another beautiful element. Right, we discussed this in the past also. We know there are three reasons why we cover the challahs before we when we make kiddush. Three reasons we cover the challahs. The most famous reason is that the challahs are not embarrassed, right, because you're supposed to be making a motzi first. The second most famous reason is it's like the mun. The mun was covered above and below. And the third most famous reason, or we should say the least famous reason, is the she'iltos. Tosfos and Arvei Psachim goes to the she'iltos. So you bring all the food liakra de shabsa. What does that mean? It means that I shouldn't have any food on the table before I make kiddush, because at first I should declare this as a Shabbos meal, and then you bring the food. So it's all a covered Shabbos. It's all a covered Shabbos. So even though the challah is on the table, I cover them, so it's kilu, it's not there. So It only comes after I declare this as a Shabbos meal. Yakra the Shabbos. Okay. But the Rav said, the Rav Soloveitchik said, according to this idea, it gives it more beauty. And that is, it's not just that you're supposed to bring everything afterwards. The Kiddush is matir, not just the eating and the drinking. It's matir, the starting of the meal. It's matir, the haschala of the Suda. What's the haschala of the Suda? Bringing food to the table. So even that shouldn't be done before Kiddush. That's the pshat of the she'iltos. That Kiddush is not only matir, like the Birchas Hanenin, the actual partaking. It's matir, the haschalas ha-se'uda, and therefore, you're not supposed to bring anything to the table beforehand, and if you do, it should be covered. So that's what the Rav's added on to this Kiddush. Again, there's more, but this is in the Yartet here, Mitzvahs Kiddush, that's where he talks about this. Just one other minute, and that is, what about the Shabbos day? Shabbos day. So the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam, also quotes as an Isser of Te'ima before the Shabbos day Kiddush. Even though that Kiddush is only Drabanan, it's called Kiddush Rabba, according to most Rishonim, because of Lashon Saginor, it's a euphemism. Really, the Kiddush is only Bar Paragafim, but the Rambam says, and the Shulchan Aruch says, that there's also an Isser of Te'ima. So, there, again, that's what we paskin. We're not supposed to taste anything before Kiddush Shabbos morning too. The question is, when does that Chiyuv kick in? There's no Chiyuv of Kiddush when I wake up in the morning. You're allowed to have a cup of coffee, you're allowed to have a drink of water before you daven. We assume, l'chadchila, that after Shacharis, then there's a chiyuv of Kiddush. Then there's no drinking anything. Then it's just like Shabbos started. There are those, if you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, there are some achronim that say, well, maybe b'di'evet b'shas hatchak, you can rely on the Ravid. The Ravid says, in Hilchos Shabbos, he doesn't know what the Rambam is talking about. Right? The Kiddush is at the beginning of Shabbos. Shabbos morning, there's no iser of eating before Kiddush. That's a different type of Kiddush, Kiddush Rabbah. There's no issur of eating before. That's the Rashid of the Ravid. We don't pass in that way. But there is a tzad that some achronim say, A, that Ravid. B, maybe you're not really going to have a real su'udah after Shacharis, not only until after Musaf. So maybe after Shacharis, you could still drink water before after Musaf, because you're not going to have a real su'udah then. So that's why some are makel in terms of a bal kore taking a little bit of water, a bar mitzvah boy. Again, l'chadchila, it shouldn't be done. L'chadchila, the Shulchan Aruch says, not before Kiddush, and we assume that means after Shacharis. If somebody needs shas hatchak, right, we just had this on hakafas. We had hakafas outside, and it was really hot. And the question is, you know, a lot of drinking water before. So again, another way to do it is just to go make Kiddush, have a cookie, and then have some water. But if one doesn't want to do that, so there is a little more flexibility. A little more flexibility Shabbos morning. But lechatchila not, but for sure, Friday night, this halacha applies in full. Okay, we'll stop here.